hopefully this won't be our last one of the year. Obviously, important week for us, a big week for us, a fun week for us, very exciting. I think everyone knows the importance of this game, and we do as well. And a lot of guys our number one goal is to get the playoffs. And you know, a lot of people talking about in our view of the year, six more wins than we had last year, three times as many as we had last year. Yeah, we're proud of that fact, but for us, we want to make playoffs. If we don't make playoffs, we'll be extremely disappointed, and we'll feel like this year was a waste, especially the opportunities that we've had at our hand all year. And I think we have a good mix of guys that have been in the playoffs and a good mix of guys that really want to get to the playoffs. And it's a good team. It's a good group. And I think everyone's going to embrace this challenge. These are the games that you live for. These are the games you live for or dream of as a little kid. And I think everyone's excited. And everyone's going to have a great week of practice. That's what we need. And everyone to be focused. And so far, I mean, the short time we've been here today, everyone seems really focused and into it.
How have you personally processed this stage that's going to be there Sunday for you personally? It's 3 o'clock game, playoffs on the line.
Yeah. I haven't thought too much about it. For me, I'm not going to try to put extra pressure on myself. It's the most important game of the year because it is the next one. I think obviously because of what the bearings it has on the season and what can happen afterwards, but it's the next one, and we're not treating it like any bigger. We're not putting any pressure on ourselves. I think we play the best when we're relaxed and we go and have fun with it, and that's what we're going to try to do this week.
You would acknowledge, though, that you're probably going to be judged a lot on what happens on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone judges me a lot every Sunday. So whether we'll see what happens on this Sunday. But, I mean, obviously, this is a big game for this organization and for my career.
It's just it is the Packers. I mean, it is a rival. Yeah. And if you get this win to go into the playoffs and beat them, maybe a little extra on it.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, rivalry games are always important, and then what lies at stake makes it extra special. But I mean, if we were playing anybody, if we were playing Florida State Seminoles, I mean, obviously, it still has the bearings of what can happen if we win this game and we go into the playoffs.
Christian, you made very clear that you put that first game at Lambeau Field on yourself,
yeah.
And you were pretty down after the game. What was that trip back to Minnesota like, and then the 48 hours before you could get back on the practice
field? I mean, it wasn't fun. It was tough. Obviously, we had as a team, we were playing really well in that game, and we're up ahead going into the second half and everything, and it was tough, but, kind of like what we have to do this week is, I put it behind myself, watched the film on Monday and moved on, and treat it just like, this past week where, it went against Houston, watched the film on Monday and move on. And so it's behind us, and obviously I learned from some things from that game. And the flight home was not a fun one.
Aside from the turnovers in that game, what else did you see short circuit in the passing game that afternoon?
I don't know. I mean, the turnovers were big, and other than that, our running game was going so well that we weren't trying to get a whole lot of passing yards in the air. And but I think seeing some things on film that we see that we can take advantage of this game and learn from those things. I think the biggest thing you can learn from, obviously, in the first game you watch film of them playing other opponents and you can try to learn as much as possible. But when you see film of how they played against us, you can really learn from that. And just seeing that stuff, I think, is really going to help us this game.
In Green Bay, we saw Leslie and Adrian in particular come over to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say anything meaningful, or was it just the fact that they came over to talk to you that helped?
No, I mean, they just said that they have my back and we're going to move on and learn from it. But the biggest thing was they were very supportive.
What did it mean to have the number of guys that came up to you after that and just make sure?
It was big. I have great teammates and great support staff. I mean, with Coach Frazier and the rest of the coaches. And I think it's very important knowing that those guys have your back and that they're not separating you from the team.
With a huge game this week, but as you look at the body of work in your first full season as a starter, what do you think?
I don't know. I haven't thought too much of it. Like you said, the biggest focus is this week, and I guess after the season we'll be able to sit down and look back, hopefully with a Super Bowl ring on our fingers, and think about the season. But I haven't really thought too much about it. So
when you look at this whole last month and almost each game you've had to win, has that prepared you for going into this one and just the sense of urgency that you've had to play with for more than a month now?
Yeah, I think so. I think the past three games, prior games, we've treated like playoff games. And we knew that we lost one of those, that our chances of making the playoffs were pretty slim. And so that's the same with this one. We're going to treat it like we have to win this one to get in the playoffs. And that's pretty much the case. And you know, we're going to try to handle our business and handle that pressure, and we'll see what happens.
How do you account for the success on the opening drive the last 3 weeks, touchdowns to start each game, and never trailed after that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're coming out with a sense of urgency that we know that we want to start fast, especially on those road games, and we got treated the same way this week, and it is important for us to start fast and set that tone for the rest of the game. And you know, when you start with a three and out or you know, only so many plays, you don't get any points on the board, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to start that way. And as an offense, we want to score on every possession, beginning with the first one.
You know, your offense or your identity on offense is pretty easy to spot. You know, protect the ball, do a couple of things in the passing game, give it to Adrian. How is that? What has made that click, and why has that been successful when it just seems like it's would be easy to kind of get to?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the biggest thing that makes it click, I mean, with how Adrian's running the ball, and we're doing so well setting up our run blocks, the offensive line is creating holes, and we're getting a lot of yards in the run game. And I mean, the passing game is you know, what we rely on maybe on third downs and some first and second down shots and short throws and stuff. But you know, just how the running game's going, it's kind of how this offense is developed, and it's working that way.
How much different is Green Bay's offense when they get Clay Matthews and Charles Woodson in there?
Their offense or defense?
Their defense.
Oh, a lot different. Obviously, Clay is a heck of a player and a player that we consider a game wrecker. He can change the game, and obviously is great at rushing the pass and doing some different things, getting in the backfield. So he's a guy that we definitely account for, and he's a great player and will make a difference on the field.
Is there any positives you took out of your effort at Lambeau when you left that game?
And I think there's always positives to find. I mean, you know, besides the turnovers, I mean, we were in the game and it was a close game. You know, I think there's a lot more things to learn from the other side of it. So
obviously, you guys are focused on playoffs right now, but how much would you guys like to get Adrian that record? And
the sense of the offensive line is really kind of.
Yeah, no, I don't think that, you know, our focus isn't getting on the record. I think it's kind of a byproduct that'd be awesome to get. If he rushes for 208 yards or more, I mean, that's a good sign for the offense is clicking, so we'd love that. But I think if you asked Adrian the same question, I think he'd rather make it to the playoffs than get that goal, that record, sorry.
What sort of evolution, if any, have you seen from the coaching staff in year two here? Because a lot of these guys just got here last year at the same time you did, in terms of getting in tune with what you guys need to do to be successful.
I think it's a lot different this year. I think the biggest thing is the communication level between, I mean, especially between I and myself and Coach Musgrave, but the rest of the team, and talking about, you know, what they like and what they dislike, or making adjustments on the sideline or at halftime. I think guys just have an understanding and a better feel for, you know, what they're successful at and what they're good at. And I think everyone's a lot more comfortable in what they're doing.
What does it mean
to you? Whose idea was it to bring Craig down to the sideline?
I don't know. I think it was probably Coach Musgraves or Coach Frazier's. I'm not sure.
What does it mean to you having a coach like Leslie and just his consistent approach, right, win or lose?
It's big. You know, he's a guy that as players we love to play for. You know, he's a guy.